The Baltimore region's workforce is one of the best educated in the country, but even so, almost two-thirds of those in our workforce have less than a four-year college degree, reports a recent study. That same study projects more than 36,000 new job openings in key, well-paying, middle-skill occupations in our region by 2020. This spells opportunity for those with a high school diploma and no college or some college education. Good middle-skilled jobs in industries ranging from healthcare, IT and manufacturing, to business services are increasingly available to workers with basic but solid academic skills. Strengthened and targeted workforce development is needed to create pathways to these jobs, as well as to jobs requiring college degrees. But that task should not be relegated just to educational institutions and government. The private sector must get fully engaged in promoting a wide range of career options to young people who are tomorrow's workforce. For example, participating in Baltimore's Harwin Youth Initiative and others that offer summer jobs to aspiring high school and college students is a basic but effective way for businesses to promote private sector careers. This is the time of year to commit to those summer jobs. Employers need to get involved. Who better to promote careers to motivated young people than the businesses that will be needing them soon? This is Don Fry, President and CEO of the Greater Baltimore Committee, for 88.1 WIPR, your NPR news station.